return for grace. It's a beautiful.
'90s and more.
105.7 Dead or Alive, 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW, your home for Tony Lorino's Throwback Nation Radio, coming your way about an hour away. Stick around for that. Got Journey right now.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could I love be so blind? We sailed on together, drifted apart, and here you are by my side. So now I come to you, help me lose, nothing to hide.
CFW.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Thank you. something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
'80s, '90s, and more for Fall Creek, 105.7 CFW.
Hey, have you noticed so much artificial intelligence posting happening on social media? A lot of AI photos and different links to stories of completely fabricated stories? Kind of driving me crazy. Hopefully people are able to tell the difference between real and fake. I thought that Facebook was going to be marking all that stuff, you know, when it sensed AI, but maybe not. Here's Billy Joel.
You had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Another one busts the dust. Hey, 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 hey.
Sounds of the Stray Cats, 105.7 CFW, playing the 80s, 90s, and more. Working on through the 6 o'clock hour with Jay Roberts. I don't believe that I have ever played this song on this station. I'm kind of excited to do it. It's Alessia Cara, Scars to Your Beautiful.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away, 'cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect. She don't understand she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Hope you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within.
There's a hope.
McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Aaron filling in for Mike McKay during the week. He has gone on a little vacay, well-deserved vacay for Mike McKay. Be sure to tune in 6 to 10 a.m. here on CFW.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
Weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I saw you from across the cafe, and you're the Geico Gecko, right?
In the flesh.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge to finally meet you. I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy the rest of your food.
No worries. So are you just going to watch me eat?
Oh, sorry. Just a little starstruck. I'll be on my way.
If you're going to stick around, just pull up a chair.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
June is bursting with solid savings thanks to 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Tune in all month long on the air or through the Civic Media app. Each of our CFW personalities will have a special promo code you can use at checkout anytime in June. Shop smart, save big, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates perfect for summertime fun. Go to WCFW.FM right now. Click the Big Deals banner and make your money go further with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of consumers who provided the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. Experts are encouraging consumers to delete their 23andMe accounts before a potential sale. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation officials say they're planning to cut back on some of the programs they offer over the next couple of years following a drop in revenue. The agency brings in most of its funding from economic development surcharges, and officials say the revenue brought in from those surcharges have not kept pace with inflation. The agency saw a $4 million drop in revenue, and funding is expected to decline even further. Governor Tony Evers called for a 160% budget increase for the agency in his biennial budget proposal. Polk County District Attorney Jeffrey Kemp has released a statement following a social media post regarding an email he sent questioning the legality of federal immigration operations. The email appeared to criticize the way ICE is conducting immigration operations, specifically the lack of hearings and warrants, as well as agents wearing masks. District Attorney Kemp said in his statement that the email was taken out of context to suggest something radical or inappropriate, and it was simply a discussion of legal and ethical questions with other attorneys. City of Eau Claire officials say the section of Farwell Street near the Eau Claire Transfer Center project will remain closed for a few weeks after the center opens as construction continues on the apartment complex above it. The Transfer Center project has been years in the making and is currently scheduled to open by early fall. Construction on the apartment complex portion of the project is expected to continue until early November. The city will also begin offering microtransit services covering smaller areas of the city around the time the transit center opens. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
CFW.
CFW.
When you
80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFWJ, inviting you to stay close for Throwback Nation Radio with Tony Lorino. Hey, tomorrow, 7 a.m., your next chance to qualify to win in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Again, going to make sure you have that Civic Media app on your phone. You're going to text through the app. It's the only way to play.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.